On everybody's list of drivers who have impacted the sport and made it what it is today is Bobby Allison. And I think we're waiting to visit with him in just moments here.
Unless okay, I'm with you.
Bobby, how are you, my brother?
I'm good. How are you doing, Ichabod?
Man, there's just, even if you weren't a superstar and the groovy guy you are, just talking to somebody with an Alabama accent makes my day.
It really does.
All right. How about that?
No, I'm dead serious. You have maybe it's just something about the South, Bobby, but there's a welcoming, how are y'all, and I'm your friend kind of feel.
Yes, sir, and that is the attitude, too.
Man.
How are y'all, and I am your friend.
God bless you for that. Hey, we were discussing you earlier, because the fact that when he started racing, when Bobby started racing, you guys, he worked on his own car, he built it from the ground up. I mean, this is the deal.
Now, wait a minute. Yes. You didn't have millions of dollars behind your pit crew putting it together for you in computer testing?
We had a wish like that. but that was all, just a wish.
This man went on to invent things that are used today. I mean, he's just, he's got this humble attitude about him, but I don't know how he keeps his ego in check because he's got an amazing a history to him and all that he's done. Did you ever, when it started back when for you, like I said, did you ever haul moonshine and soup up your car to do that? You don't go back that far, do you, Bobby?
I did not do that, but I didn't write at the end of that deal. And let me tell you what, when I went to Alabama the first time, I left Miami as a youngster, and I took my brother Donnie along, and Donnie had not driven yet, not competitively in the modifieds. Had run a little bit of amateur and stuff. But anyway, he went along with me, and we met a fella in Alabama who was a moonshiner. The fellow's name was Sonny Black. He was a racer. He won, not frequently, but more than occasionally. You know, he won some and was a neat guy. But during the week, he ran moonshine. And the second week we were there, Donnie got a ride with another guy that came along with us, starting his career. But they lived with Sonny Black. And so they were out there where the old dump truck had all those mason jars in the back and everything. But I did not.
Mason jars in a dump truck.
Oh, man. But I did not. But that's how it started, people. I mean, those who are into NASCAR today, they may very well know the history because fans are that into it. But still, it's amazing to think that's why you souped up a car.
Yeah, and Junior Johnson was the most famous of all of that. And now you can buy Junior Johnson's Midnight Moon, authentic moonshine in the package stores.
You're kidding.
You can buy it legally now. You don't have to buy it illegally.
What's the fun, though, in
exactly.
that?
Exactly. Yeah. This man is responsible. He's had 86 victories, including 3 victories at the Daytona 500. We're talking to Bobby Allison. Bobby, this new DVD, my guess is it's being released tomorrow. It's called NASCAR, The Ride of Their Lives. You're featured, I'm sure, prominently in it. What do we see about you? And I'm going to go there. I'm sure it's emotional, too.
Oh, yes. Really, really emotional. You know, it covers a lot of my career and a lot of the good times, and it covers the bad times. And it was really tough for me and Judy to watch it because it was very emotional. You know, it covers both of our boys getting killed. And, because it's a story of the ascent of NASCAR in the public. You know, just how NASCAR just kept growing and getting better and better and more attractive to more people. But the good stuff and the tragedies, and our family certainly had that, both sides of that.
Bobby, your two sons, Davey and Clifford, followed you into racing and both died. I can't imagine the grief for you and Judy, and yet what do you say to, I don't know what you say to somebody, but you and Judy, has it made you stronger? It's something that will be with you the rest of your life, I guess.
Yes.
The good Lord just gives you the grace and you press on?
Well, the help of the good Lord and a lot of friends and family and we went through some tough times, some really tough times. It took Judy and I a few years to really get ourselves back together. We're doing good. And you know, we have the comfort of knowing that our sons were two really good young men, and And that Davey was so special to so many people. And let me tell you, the greatest compliment any parent can have is that their child is loved around the world.
Wow.
And Davey Allison was loved around the world.
Wow. I got to say, go ahead.
We just have to appreciate that and get the pleasure of that knowledge and keep it.
Amen. I would think that's probably the high of your life, and you tell me if I'm if I've got it right here. 1988, Bobby won the Daytona 500. Okay, he finished first. His son Davey. What's that?
Yeah.
His son Davey finished second.
Oh wow!
Does anything compare to that?
All right, let me tell you about that. That would have to be the most incredible event for any competitor and any father in the world.
Yeah.
To win the Super Bowl of your profession, which the Daytona 500 is the Super Bowl of racing.
Yeah.
And to win that and have your son be second is got to be the greatest thing in the world. But I was injured, had a serious head injury 4 months later at Pocono, and I, to this day, 20 years and well, actually 21 years later now, I do not remember the 88 Daytona 500 at all.
Oh,
I know
really?
It happened.
Really?
Do not remember it myself.
Wow.
I was going to ask you if you thought for just a brief second about letting your son win, but you probably don't remember if you thought about that then.
Yeah, I don't remember, but I'm quite sure I did not think even for a brief second about letting him win.
I love you. No, I'm not being
whippersnapper. Better not try to pass it back.
Oh, that's just. I'm not being facetious, but are you able to watch it and kind of then relive it every time? There's probably a high in that.
Well, yeah, you know, and I watched the tape, but the tape looks like. You know, it looks like something you went to the store and bought.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Wow. Bobby, you're an amazing, humble, wonderful, gifted man. You've given much to us. We love you for it. The DVD tomorrow, NASCAR, The Ride of Their Lives. Pick it up. Bobby, our signature question,
Before you end with that one, though, what's your look at for this Daytona? I know they did some qualifying races over the weekend. Who do you like?
Oh, really good. I like too many of them. Let me tell you what. These competitors out there today, so many of them are really neat people, really neat guys, good competitors, good drivers. You know, I have too many really good favorites to even pick one.
All right. I hear you.
That's political.
I'll just enjoy the event.
All right.
Beautiful. Bobby, what is your very first childhood memory? I know Alabama's home, but you grew up early years in Florida. What's your first... The first childhood memory that you have, the first thing you remember growing up on the planet.
Okay, now, there probably was going to the beach or fishing trip or something like that. My dad, once in a while, could take us out in a little boat and fish a little bit. But really early, I was probably 9 or 10 years old. My grandpa Patton lived with us. That was my mom's dad. Lived with us in Miami, and he had his own car. He was retired from his... You know, from his work, and had his own car, and he would go to events for his own amusement. You know, to baseball games, and at the time, roller derby was pretty much fun. And he would take one of us kids. Now, I had 9 brothers and sisters. There were 10 of us, but he would only take one of us at a time. And one night, he said to me, "Bobby, come on, we're going to the car races." And he took me to the old original Opa-locka Speedway, where the straightaways were paved and the turns were dirt and a little bitty bleacher grandstand, and I thought that was the greatest thing I ever saw in my life.
Bobby, you'd be amazed to know that your first childhood memory, sometimes they say, will often determine what you'll do in life.
I'm going to tell you what, that really had a major effect on me.
I hear that. Bobby, you're a wonderful man. If I could reach through the phone, I'd be hugging on you. You're everybody's dad. You're everybody's grandpa. Thank you. Thank you for just your amazing career and your humble spirit. We love you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.